During the Great Depression, a hobo who came across a generous household that was willing to offer a free meal or a place to sleep would often mark a symbol on a nearby wall. It said to fellow vagabonds, "You're welcome here." This practice has been revived, kind of, not among hobos, but geeks. Wandering souls seeking out free internet access have been chalking coded messages on buildings to point out places where wireless networks can be tapped. It's called war chalking. Some people consider it a new example of internet community. Other people consider it theft and a security problem. Aaron Swartz is the webmaster for warchalking.org, the website that first introduced the idea. He joins us from our studios in Chicago. Mr. Swartz, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for letting me come on.
I think first maybe we've got to explain that phrase, war chalking.
Well, war chalking dates back to a term, war dialing, popularized in the movie War Games. And so basically it meant trying every phone number in your area code and seeing if there was a modem on the other line, and then trying to connect to that computer. Normally, with wired networks, that's what you have to do. You know, you have to go inside and find a plug to plug into. But with wireless networks, you know, they cast a pretty far range. So sometimes you can sit outside a building or sit on a doorstep and open up your laptop and you'll be able to access the network.
In this case, you're trying to find a place to connect your computer and you chalk a place where access is offered.
Right. So instead of having to try every location, you can simply look for the war chalk symbols and connect. It's two halves of a circle facing each other, and underneath it has a word saying the name of the network and the bandwidth, so it's pretty easy to distinguish.
What kind of hardware do you need?
Well, all you pretty much need is a laptop with one of these wireless cards, which is basically a radio transmitter and receiver.
Now, aren't there some companies or groups who might not be enthusiastic about the fact that you have such easy access to their internet access?
Yeah, that's one problem people have been complaining about, is that if you can get onto the network, you get past their firewall. And firewalls, you know, they sort of provide a poor level of security. It's like building a wire fence. You know, it's inconvenient, but people can eventually jump over it. But generally, companies put passwords on their networks so that all the information is encrypted and you can't access it.
Mr. Swartz, do you mind if I ask, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 15.
You're 15? Have you ever been scolded by a homeowner or business owner?
Not yet.
I guess this really does represent a new technological age we're entering. When I think of the shopkeeper coming out with the broom and saying, "Shoo, you kids get out of here. Don't bother me with your internet access."
Exactly.
It's no longer stealing penny candy or throwing a baseball through the window, is it?
No, it's downloading files and visiting web pages.
Mr. Swartz, nice talking to you.
Well, thank you. It's been great.
Aaron Swartz is the webmaster for warchalking.org. Website that first introduced the idea of war chalking.